strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 7th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
Doing well. I believe the last time you and I talked Big Brother, Frenchie was still in the house. So I'm very thankful to be back here, excited to see how the game has progressed, and I can't wait to talk about everything from last night.
Yes, man, it's been a time since since Frenchie.
Quite the time. Oh my gosh.
Well, there's plenty to talk about. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 31 in the house, and also there was some boxing that happened last night.
Yeah, I actually thought that was going to be the majority of the update, right, Taryn? We're going to go beat by beat through every fight, got to talk about the injuries, you know, all of that really critically important stuff, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Big Brother Canada 4 and 5 fan and a Big Brother 21 fan, then you may have enjoyed watching Nick get beat up by Dallas.
It was truly a thing of beauty. It was something that I think, you know, wow, it wouldn't be great if it happened. And then to actually watch it. And then, of course, we got the clips and the replay. It was, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to say I had a good time watching it.
There you go. So let's get into the day here in the Big Brother 23 house, though. Although one other thing, if you were a Big Brother 18 fan, and you're a big fan of Big D, Jose called out Big D, wants to box Big D. So get ready for that.
Yeah, that was that came out of nowhere. I mean, there were a few, you know, oh, who are you going to challenge next in the fight? Which I think, who is it to challenge Logan Paul?
I think that was that Jeremy Maguire from Big Brother 15.
Yes. So, you know, maybe aiming a little bit too high here, but Jose challenging Big D. Maybe when he gets out of the house, we could see another fight.
There you go. All right. Well, yesterday on the feeds, we had Derek in his first full day in the HOH reign, and he is going to spend most of his day prior to nominations doing one-on-ones with everyone. And then he's going to pick the nominations. We're going to get a little bit of fallout from it. So let's get into it. He starts the day with Claire. He kind of runs through what he plans to do in his one-on-ones with Claire. Basically, the plan is that he's going to ask 6 questions. Some are 2-part questions. And in order to remember all of the questions, he's got gummy bears that he is going to be moving up as he asks each question. And, for the 2-part questions, he's got little tiny gummy bears as opposed to the, I guess, regular sized or maybe very large gummy bears that he will push up individually.
I believe they were Sour Patch Kids, Taryn. We don't want to...
Whatever. You know, thing, right?
I believe that the base gelatinous material that the candy is made out of is the same, but the coating is different, perhaps.
There's sour gummy bears.
They're coated with a like a layer of soury, sugary powder stuff. It obviously matters, Taryn, when we're talking about the strategy here of Big Brother. But the other thing also of note that I didn't notice that Derek was doing until later is that he had taken the second chessboard and he had hidden it on the other side of his bed, covered it with a blanket, and then was using some combination of chess pieces and candy to, I couldn't exactly tell what he was doing, but it was something with like remembering what people were saying and what their answers were. So it was kind of like keeping this tally with candy and chess pieces, which I thought was really interesting. And that he had covered it with a blanket as well, so no one could see it.
Yes. Basically, for each question, he was, yeah, keeping score, essentially, like, okay, this person said they're most threatened by this person. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that so he's going to put a gummy bear
Sour Patch Kid.
Chat is so mad at me for thinking that they're the same thing. So I'm going to keep calling them gummy bears.
No.
So that's the plan for the day. Now, of course, the night before, he spent a long time talking with Tiffany, and she convinced him that the play was to put up Sarah Beth and Brittany, and then maybe backdoor Christian. So he practices his questions with Claire, and he asks, her the six questions. I didn't actually write down the exact six questions, but let's see if I can remember them based on, the amount of times I heard them. Who are you most threatened by?
Okay. Well, first of all, no, you're forgetting the first question, which was just like, how do you feel now that teams are over? He was like, this is my softball question. How do you feel? The teams are over. Okay, sure. Icebreaker. Fine.
Yes. Then who are you most threatened by? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who would you not want to go up on the block? Who would you want to, like, essentially protect?
Yes, which I like that later on he changed it to what, two people. Like, he makes them, because a lot of people were like, oh, I don't know. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He asks, who have you heard my name, or have you heard anybody say my name?
Mm-hmm.
He asks, what would you do if you were HOH? He asks, if I, you know, this is the last week before jury, what would you do for me? Essentially, he says to Claire, like, what deal would you cut me if I were to guarantee your safety this week? She says, Don't talk about deals like that. Like, that's not the right way to word it. So instead, he words it very vaguely. What could we figure out to do for us if you were safe this week?
Yeah, like, what does our relationship look like after this week? You know, so very, very general.
Mm-hmm. And that was probably five or six. I don't remember.
There was also the, would you be willing to be a pawn? But I can't remember if that was one of the, was that a separate question? Was it one of the parts of the questions?
That was one of the questions. Yeah. And he was always, he would preface it to everyone except for his actual pawns, with, don't worry, I'm asking this to everyone. Don't take this personally, but would you be a pawn? And then with his actual pawns, he went, let me just skip to the pawn question.
Yeah. The most important, pertinent information. I just really need to skip ahead to.
So Claire answers some of these questions. She says that she would have put up Xavier and Christian just straight up. He's like, you've got big energy. And she's like, yeah, I mean, why not? I don't have a relationship with X, and you know, Christian's dangerous in this game. She says that, and this really took Twitter by storm, but she says that she's seen Xavier talk a lot of game with Tiffany, Kylan, Hannah, Azza, and Big D.
Which happens
to be the entirety of the cookout.
Very much like, tell me you know about the cookout without telling me you know about the cookout, but she doesn't know about the cookout. It was just hilarious. It was because it was in the context of talking about X. And when she listed all those people, I was like, oh, we're so close. I just feel like we're so close to potentially breaking through to something. But I think they've obfuscated enough that they're still under the radar, even to the people who are, you know, the most observant, which I would say Claire is one of those people.
Yes. And I mean, again, it's like she sees that those people have talked game, but those people are all so not on the same page at so often that it's really difficult to imagine that they're really all working together, especially considering how very hard Tiffany has been gaming against Kylan, and how often she conflicts with Azza.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and a little bit of throwing X under the bus as well. You know, there's that in there. And then plus, when you have X who spends so much of his time with the Kings, it's hard to believe that he's working with anybody else apart from the Kings, you know, that, like, of course he would put them first. And so it's just really tough to see, like, that true structure.
Mm-hmm. She does let Derek know that she has heard Sarah Beth say his name, and it was last week, and that she was telling Claire that he was the biggest threat in the game. So watch out for Sarah Beth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they felt really open when they were talking to each other. At least that was sort of the vibe and the energy in the room. And I liked that. Of course, this whole like Sarah Beth thing is also part of the grand plan to potentially, well, try to maintain that Sarah Beth is the one who goes up on the block and then to sort of mentally prepare for, well, we might need to send her home this week.
Mm-hmm. She says, great job with the questions. In the meantime, Tiffany's going to be talking with the cameras. And, you know, it's been about a week and a few days since she went all in on the cookout plan. It's about time for things to start looking a little muddier. And so she says to the cameras, look, obviously I want to work with the cookout. They're my six. But I'm always looking for plan B in case mm-hmm. the six doesn't work out. I got to have backups. I got to have options. And so I really love Derek. I want to go as far as I can with him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She recognizes that he is valuable to her game. You know, she was like, I found the smart kid. Got to pair up with the smart kid. She talks about this to the cameras, and then she also says sort of similar things later on when she's talking to Hannah. And so it's good to know that this isn't just a flash in the pan thought. This is something that she's, you know, seems like she's continuously thinking about.
Yes. And even if she's not specifically talking about going against the cookout in this camera talk, I do love what she says about having options. Not mm-hmm. enough of the players yes. in this game have been active enough to create options. You know, having options is always good. Derek and Kyland are going to talk next. Derek's going to run through the questions with Kyland. Kyland says that he is most threatened by Christian. That he is too good at competitions, essentially. But that doesn't mean he's threatened by Derek X because he's good at competitions, because they have a better relationship than with Chris. Because the thing with Chris, because like he's in an alliance with Christian, but he has more of a with Derek X, he's got more of a relation. He's like closer, so he's not threatened by Derek, but he's threatened by Christian.
Yeah, which obviously makes sense. Very logical. Patterns are exactly the same, which is hilarious to then have Derek X really kind of open up for a moment and say, like, look, I'm scared that you and X would take me out if I take out Christian for you. And this element of vulnerability from Derek X is like, Kai, he wants, like, look what he's doing. He's trying to open up with you. He's trying to be vulnerable with you. And I think that that's a sign that he wants to try to build something. And it's not just, oh, I just want to feel better necessarily. Like, it did really feel like he was trying to open up to Kai in this moment. And I think Kai fumbled a little bit here.
Yes. Yeah. He says, my issue is that I think if I take a shot at Christian, that you and X will come for me next. And mm-hmm. Kylan's response is, I hadn't even thought about that. This doesn't seem like a likely thing that would happen because I hadn't even thought about it. Right. So like, probably not.
Sit in silence for a bit. Yeah, I never considered the option. It was awkward. I felt bad for DX in that moment because, like, all you just want to do is be like, of course not. No, like, there's so few guys in the house, got to keep you around. And Kai just doesn't step forward with that immediate, let me make you feel better about this possibility, which you should absolutely do, especially when it's the HOH who is talking to you about this.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because Kyland is the one that sort of set up the structure of having meetings with people one-on-one that are structured. Mm-hmm. He seems to be very bad at them when he's on the other end. He's, I think, very good when he has a long time to talk with people yes. that in a more natural way. But in this structured environment, when he's not the one asking the questions, he really trips up a few times. He says that he would want to, protect Sarah Beth, essentially. And after the conversation, Derek talks to the cameras. He says, basically, what I took away from that conversation is that Kai is close with Sarah Beth. He wants to protect her. He was very sketchy when I asked him about like end game stuff, like who he would choose over who. And it seems like he doesn't want to sit next to me in the end, based on what he was saying. And he's like, I think Tiffany might be right, essentially, mm-hmm. that Kylan might flip on us because he thinks that Tiffany and Claire would choose me over him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for me, there's two separate things with Kai. So one is his communication style is, and you've talked about this from the get-go, is that it is a little bit serpentine. He wanders. He takes a while to get to the point that he's trying to make. Unfortunately, the way that that looks to someone from the outside is that he's going back and forth. He's wavering. He's not confident about what he would do. And that makes the people who he's talking to, or can make the people he's talking to, nervous when he doesn't really have time to just be straightforward and like give that straight opinion. And so it's really not doing him any favors in this conversation. And then there's another one later that I think is exactly the same pattern that is just also very winding. And it's putting Kai in a bad spot.
Yes. Now, luckily, though, Kylan did do work with Derek X the week before, mm-hmm. That did help convince Derek X to move away from Sarah Beth and toward Christian, which Tiffany to this day has not been able to counter quite yet. So that is holding true so far, but was not able to really stick the landing here in this conversation. Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's an example of when he has more time, yep. It's more beneficial to him, right? Because he can go through that conversation to get to where he needs to be. But in these like rapid fire, I only have one, you know, less than a day to make my decision. You have to be much more straightforward.
Yes. So Claire and Tiffany are going to be talking a little bit. Tiffany lets Claire know about the royal flush slip that happened with Hannah, that she accidentally said royal flush, and then Hannah asked about it. And so now Hannah knows about the royal flush. Claire looks to the cameras after Tiffany leaves, just like, what's that about? Loose lips sink ships, Tiffany. What's happening here?
It's so weird because when you and Puya were talking about it, I had to go back and watch that conversation, and do you think she did it on purpose? Do you think Tiffany did it on purpose? She just mentioned it so many times and felt so nonchalant about the whole thing. And yeah, she's a little messy, but I was like, she's not that messy.
I don't think so. I mean, she talked to the cameras afterward and was like, I messed up.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
She also, like, when she was talking to the cameras about needing a backup plan and how much she likes Derek X, she was like, and he helps me and I need the help, America.
Oh, that's right. She needs a smart kid.
She does occasionally have some slip ups here and there, and she also is not good at math. Mm-hmm. I do think it was a mistake, but I think it's a mistake because she genuinely in that moment was thinking like, yeah, Hannah's my new final too. She's like in her mind,
right.
She has replaced Kylan with Hannah. And Hannah is her new Kylan, and Kylan's in the royal flush. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, and Hannah has a very brief talk to the cameras, a little bit later where mm-hmm. she's like, look, the fact that the royal flush was made, and even if, I mean, because, you know, they talk about, Hannah thinks it was made last week. And even if it was just an alliance to protect Derek X, she's still like, but these are my closest allies and they didn't tell me about it. And so she's like, I'm doing nothing about it now, but I'm going to pocket that information for later. So, you know, Hannah clearly is not forgotten and isn't necessarily over this yet.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting spot when that happens, like when people were in something before and then they mm-hmm. tell you about it. I feel like usually it doesn't end up mattering. And I feel like usually it shouldn't end up mattering because the fact that they're telling you about it now means that circumstances have changed. Now, you might want to like pay attention to basically like how did they interact with you when they were hiding something from you, because you mm-hmm. can look out for it in the future. But, you know, it does not mean, I think, that she can't trust Derek X or Tiffany. What it should mean, what it should just hopefully teach her that like how to recognize when people are hiding things from her at least a little bit more. She does say to that in that camera talk that she's like, I'm done throwing competition. I need to start winning mm-hmm. these things.
Yay, good for her.
There you go.
Go girl, win some comps.
Derek moves on to Alyssa, who I actually felt did a very good job in her mm-hmm. one-on-one here. She says that she's most threatened by Azza. And within the eight, she's most threatened by Kylan. Kyland and SB, because they are very close and, she doesn't really know what they're up to. So she talks about that and basically like what this should be telling Derek X is like, maybe I do have a couple more weeks here with Christian and Alyssa. If they're concerned, if their immediate target is Azza, even if that changes, their next concern is Kyland and Sarah Beth, then let Kyland and Sarah Beth take care of this. Let Christian and Alyssa go after Kyland and Sarah Beth, which I think is really what would have happened if not for the events of the day, because they had been talking that about Kyland and Sarah Beth. They had been talking about Kyland and Derek X. That had been the pair that they were concerned about. But because of Tiffany's work, they were really moving on to Kyland and Sarah Beth are now a pair, and they were more concerned about them than Derek, because they had this four thing with Derek and Hannah. So I actually feel like he had put himself in a decent spot with Christian and Alyssa, although you can still recognize that, like, you can't always be sure, especially with somebody like Christian, who might be he might be in power often and might always think about Derek X is my biggest competition. So basically, he's not sure if he believes this, but it is true. There's a very funny moment here, though. She's doing such a great job. He says, if you were HOH, who would you put up? She says, Hannah. I didn't mean that. I swear I didn't mean that.
Freudian slip much. But like, it's so funny because I did genuinely like, no, I don't think she would, but she said it. So if you're DX, I would hear that. And then I would distrust, right, what Alyssa's saying because of that little slip up, whether or not it was intentional or not.
I think that what it should tell him and what I took from it is that, and it's actually something that Kyland tells him later. Kyland is like, I bet that half the house came in here saying they wanted to protect Hannah. Not because they would have said her name in any other circumstance, because they were trying to, you know, butter up to you. Mm-hmm. And that 100% was what happened. Almost everyone, when he said like, who would you not want me to put up? They said Hannah. Nobody has a relationship with Hannah. Nobody cares about Hannah. They just know that he cares about Hannah. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, she was also doing the same thing, talking about Hannah a lot. We'll bring Hannah to the nine at least. And then who knows from there? Hannah. Who would you put up? Hannah? No, I wouldn't know. Because she wouldn't put up Hannah, but she was so her default answer was Hannah, mm-hmm. because she thought that would be what he was looking for the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And because they had made that deal with the four of them, with Christian and with Derek X, with Hannah and Alyssa, you know, like that is a good starting place to then really start to build something from what could have been. But, you know, this conversation, when Derek X is talking to the camera afterwards, you can really start to get insight on what he's thinking in that moment. And, you know, he talks about like feeling a lot of pressure to put up the Kings, and the fact that he even straight up mentions, like, if I put Sarah Beth up, the only person I'm going to piss off is Kai. And so I think Alyssa did kind of at least somewhat enough in that moment, but still, like, he's on this, you know, potential backdoor plan.
Mm-hmm. And she talks a lot about sticking to the royal flush, but mm-hmm. also they have their four. After he talks to the cameras, he says, yes, it's good that she mentioned Kai and Sarah Beth as the people she was most threatened by. That means Alyssa would be on board with Sarah Beth on the block, and that they can go through with the back door. He did say, though, it was interesting to note, she told him that she has heard his name and that Big D is the one that said it. He said, interesting to note.
This is the first one of, I think, a couple people that said that, right? That mm-hmm. Big D was the one who was saying Derek X's name, which, you know, for sure I heard a lot, especially early on. I don't know how, I mean, Big D does mention it from time to time. The narrative of there can only be one Derek persists to week mm-hmm. four. So
there's going to be two Dereks in the jury, or at least in the jury phase, right?
Right, correct.
So, man, imagine if they made the final two together.
Oh, that would be so confusing. Oh, my gosh. I'm just imagining, like, okay, no, Derek F, Derek X, Derek F. Derek
right? X. We'll get, like, five different Topazes.
Yes.
And then Julie will be pulling the key, and it'll be D, Hold on. We're waiting. We're waiting until the last letter.
I'm just imagining, like, you know, because they grab the keys and they put their hand around the key to, like, protect the name. They, like, accidentally cover the name. They accidentally grab the wrong one. Yeah, it would be a complete mess.
Yeah. Derek is going to talk with Christian, who also says that he's most threatened by Azza. Within the eight, he's most threatened by Kylan. He says he's got a great memory. He knows all the movie quotes. Melissa's going to be...
Love that.
Very upset about this. He says he's not really concerned about physical competitions because between himself and Derek, he feels like they'll be able to win any of those. But he's not good with strategic competitions. He's got no strategy. And he also then goes on to talk about like obviously we need each other in this game. Did you know you've got 10 competitions? You've got 9 competitions. Derek was like, I think maybe 10. He's like, no, you got 9 competitions. And what he means by that is that he's played in 9 competitions, more than anyone else. Can you believe that? That's a big stat right there. You've got 9 competitions. The closest person to you, I think, is Alyssa with like 5. You've got almost double anyone else's competitions.
Yes, that's the relevant statistic.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea. I thought maybe he was trying to say, like, the second part of that was not there. It was like, you've played a 9 and you've won however many amount. Like, just playing in competitions means nothing. Victoria played in plenty of competitions in BB16. And like, what does that mean? You know, I have no idea. I have no idea what Christian's doing here.
Yeah.
Christian being Christian.
It was so weird. And he like, this isn't just like a one-off either. He talks to Tiffany about it too. He was like, I was thinking about it. And Derek X has played 9 competitions. Like, so what?
Okay. Like, sure.
He also says he's heard Big D say his name, but this is another good conversation. Derek says to the cameras afterward. And again, huge thank you to Kylan for telling Derek to talk to the cameras, because he talks to the cameras after almost every conversation he has. And he gives us his thoughts. And it's awesome. It's awesome to get the thoughts of him, after each conversation. Says to the cameras, man, Christian seems to be going after Kylan. I mean, if he's not coming for me, shouldn't I keep him in the game? No, I can't keep him in the game. That'd be dumb. But he's not coming for me. Is he gunning for Kylan?
Yeah, this is a great little monologue as he goes back and forth debating, especially the order of the competition, or the order of the competition, the 9 competitions. No, the order of the conversations that he was having, I think, was also really important for this sort of thought process, because it was Kylan coming in saying, I would go after Alyssa and Christian. Alyssa coming in, Christian coming in, being like, I would go after Kylan and Sarah Beth. And so when you see these two opposing forces going after one another, then of course you're going to be in this situation where it's like, why am I bothering to do their dirty work? And that's what we see coming out in this camera talk after the Christian conversation.
Christian and Alyssa both did a very good job here with Derek X, and they got him to seriously reconsider the entire backdoor plan.
Yes.
I really think that if they had spoken to him the night before instead of the day of, it would have changed. Because it wasn't locked in. It wasn't completely locked in. He had the idea, but nothing was completely locked in. And what I should say is that their biggest mistake is that they made this deal with Derek and Hannah last week, but never like hung out with them or spoke with them on a personal level. Like they had a couple of conversations. It was too tentative. They needed to have, they spent too much time with each other, too much time with the Kings, not enough time socializing with the people they were trying to work with. And it's this disconnect between Christian and Derek X in particular. They never had like a actual solid one-on-one conversation. It was all through Alyssa. It just wasn't enough to solidify it enough to make it happen. And if they had been talking about this last week with Derek X and Hannah, that they felt threatened by Azza was their target, and that they were unsure about Sarah Beth and Kylan, I don't think that he would have come into this week thinking, I definitely want a backdoor Christian, and it would have been much easier to prevent this. But even so, if they had been waiting up last night, their night before, and making sure that they had a conversation with him the night that he won the HOH instead of Tiffany being in there for 2 hours, then I think that they could have gotten him thinking about this overnight and he could have had a lot more time to rest on it. The problem that's happening here is that, the HOHs keep going, okay, first night, taking it off. I'm going to spend all my time tomorrow doing one-on-one meetings, and then I'll gather information and I'll make my decision. The problem is they're spending all of their time doing one-on-one meetings, gathering information, and they have no time to process the information. So every single time they have an idea of what they want to do the night before, they gather a ton of information. The information is telling them that they should do something else, but they don't have time to process that and make the actual change. It's the same thing that happened to Christian last week. And it's what's happening to Derek here. The information he's getting is telling him, I probably shouldn't go after Christian this week. I probably should let him and Kylan go at it together and leave them to do what they want. And I should go somewhere else. But he, you know, he's thinking about this, but before he can settle on anything, it's time for the next conversation and he has to start thinking about something else.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of information to process. And you just spend all of your mental energy just taking in the information and then just trying to have normal conversations with people, remember all the questions that you're asking and go through all the motions. And there's just not enough time to then collate that data and say, okay, now what is this really telling me? And the fact that when he's doing these little camera talks after each conversation, that's his time to like try to process it. Felt like collectively there wasn't enough time for him to really go through all that information. And he was like just being pulled in every which way direction because of all the different people that he's talking to. And when you go into this day of meetings with a preconceived notion of what you want to do, ultimately, if it's too confusing, you're just going to default back to what you had already decided because that was the time you had to think and to process. And, you know, like kudos to Tiffany for putting in that work there. Just because Alyssa and Christian make a deal with DX and Hannah, you gotta water that plant. You know, you can't just say, all right, good, we're great, good. Ah, ta-da. All right, fabulous. You actually have to put in the work there. And that's something where they completely drop the ball.
Mm-hmm. So Derek talks to Sarah Beth. And basically, Sarah Beth tells him that she feels like she's at the bottom of the royal flush, and that she would like to form something with herself, Kylan, and Derek X, that they could be some kind of trio here within the royal flush, within this whole structure, and support each other. And it's actually a great proposal. It's what she should have been doing last week instead of gunning for Hannah.
Oh my God, I know. I was like, I just like finally, and to see this conversation kind of like happen a few times and then never like truly materialize was just like really frustrating because I just felt that this would be so beneficial.
It'd be beneficial for all three of them, yes. And in a big way. But they were resting too much last week while Tiffany was working. And again, I will give Kylan credit. He has managed to convince Derek to go after Christian instead of Sarah Beth. But that is not always enough. And he is sort of hanging on by a thread here. They're both hanging on by a thread as Sarah Beth remains a potential pawn, although her conversation with Derek X also fairly successful. He talks to the cameras afterwards. She's right. She's at the bottom. Maybe we could work together. Maybe I should put up two jokers as a pawn, essentially. It's like, okay, maybe I'm considering this.
Mm-hmm. And then he's immediately called to the DR and I am having a panic attack thinking, oh my God, is this Noms? Oh my God, is this Noms? It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No way it's Noms. Oh my God, did she just convince him? It's the whole thing that we talk about of the timing of when they're called to do Noms is so critically important because, spoiler alert, Noms didn't happen. He just did a confessional, I guess, and then came back out and continued his one-on-ones. But if that had happened, I mean, he definitely was shooketh in terms of the preconceived plan of putting Sarah Beth up on the block, because I think she did a really great job here.
Mm-hmm. So when he comes back from the diary room, he's going to talk with Xavier. This was, I thought, maybe one of the worst conversations, apart from maybe Kylan's, just because I really feel like this is Xavier's opportunity. Like Derek had talked about, I want to bring Xavier in. I want to work with Xavier this week because of the work that Tiffany's been doing for Xavier. However, Xavier in the conversation with Derek gives him nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It was like, okay, okay, who would you target? Was Brittany. Okay. And then who would the people you would keep safe? It was like really awkward the way he answered that. It was just, it was a whole lot of nothing.
He skirts around every single question. And literally at the end of the conversation, he's like, I trust that you won't use any of what I said against me in a court of law.
Oh, my. Yeah, I was like, I think he said something. What is it that lawyers say?
And it sounded like he was being a lawyer. Like it sounded like the entire conversation sounded like he was being a lawyer, like avoiding saying certain things so as not to be incriminated. I mean, he's targeted the those people over there, the Jokers. He basically says the people I wouldn't want you to target are the Kings. Mm-hmm. Protecting my team. And like Xavier, again, he knows what's happening. He knows like Tiffany's kept him in the loop for the most part. He knows like that Sarah Beth is potentially a target. He certainly knows that Brittany could be targeted, but he also he doesn't really like I don't think he knows exactly that Christian might be a backdoor target, but he's expressed interest in Christian leaving. I think he wants him to make jury, but this is his chance. This is his opportunity to get in with Derek X, to make a connection with him. And I just feel again that his passive gameplay is holding him back. And he's trying to, again, avoid incriminating himself, avoid making mistakes. But I think that the mistake is being made by avoiding mistakes. That makes sense.
Right. It is the fact. So what I see is a failure on both X and Kai's and part is the contingency plans, right? That's where Tiffany has excelled is that, yeah, I have the cookout, but I also have my hand in all of these other pots. And what it felt like a failure on X's part was to try to start building those other connections. Look, you don't have to go with that as plan A, but when you keep saying like, yeah, the Kings. Like, no. Let's like try to have a conversation, something outside of that. Remember, teams are over now too. You can and should be willing to have these other conversations to try to build something else with people outside of the Kings. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
So Derek is then going to talk with Brittany. Basically what this comes around to is, would you be willing to go up as a pawn this week? And I think that everyone was expecting tears to start flowing immediately, but not the case. She says, look, I'd rather not, but look, you have to do what you have to do. I would understand that. And that's the sort of the first interaction here, is that she was actually a lot more receptive to the idea than I think most people would have anticipated, including mm-hmm. Derek.
Yeah, including Derek. And we see this come out when he's talking to the cameras afterwards of like, oh, well, it seems like she would be willing to go up as a pawn. Obviously, she wouldn't prefer it. But Brittany expresses interest in wanting to work with DX. And so if Derek is feeling like, okay, well, if she wants to work with me, then maybe she'll be understanding and willing to go up as a pawn, especially Brittany's response to when Derek X asked, what does our relationship look like after this week? And Brittany goes, we could run this. Okay, girl, think about all the competitions you both have played in. Christian's keeping count for both of you. You can run this.
I mean, I've said this before, and I feel like people are sometimes surprised when I say it. I feel like people underrate Brittany's game sense because of like some of the awkward interactions that she has, the overblown reactions to being nominated, and so on and so forth. But she has always not been bad at the game and at talking to people. She's an active player. She is not a Victoria. She's not somebody that just kind of like, I can't believe I'm here. Like, she knows what she's doing. She's just not always great at it, but she's not bad at it either. It's, I think, you know, an example of a player who just doesn't have a lot of social clout, but is trying their best, considering that they can't win competitions and most people don't respect them in the game.
Yeah, two kind of big issues there.
Those are two big issues. She understands, yes, and knows what she's trying to do.
Right. And I think it's tough also when you have people like Tiffany in the house that you're comparing her to, you know, but like, you take Brittany and you plug her into any other season, like, okay, she doesn't seem like that bad of a player. I think it's just, like you said, it's the awkward walking into rooms while people are engaging in activities that is like awkward, and like that sort of a little bit of that lack of social awareness when it comes to certain interactions. But I mean, I think she, like, this conversation was really interesting because this was like the most I've personally watched live of her really playing the game and trying to create something with Derek X. And I thought that it was interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of good conversations from people that you might not have expected, he's going to talk with Azza next.
This was like, I'm sorry, what happened to the jokers that I knew from a couple weeks ago? Azza did so good in this conversation. I was blown away. I was so impressed.
Yes. So first of all, she kind of inadvertently confirms Christian and Alyssa's story that when they talked about why they wanted to target Azza, they said because she straight up told us that she would have put us on the block if she had won last week. And when she talked, he asks her about that and she confirms, yeah, I basically told Christian that I would have put him up on the block last week, which should help confirm some of the information that he got from Christian and Alyssa, meaning they are going after Azza and they are probably concerned about Kylan. But it's not really going to matter. He basically is going to again come around to, would you be willing to be a pawn this week? And we heard last night, the night before, she said that she would be willing to be a pawn for Derek X. And we were thinking, uh-oh, she's going to volunteer again. But she pauses. You know, I prefer not to. I trust you, and I would do what I have to do, but I would prefer not to be a pawn. I think everyone would prefer not to be a pawn. Okay. Says, and this is a question specifically for Azza. Would you prefer to be a pawn over someone else being a pawn? Essentially, are you going to offer me the same thing that you offered X to go up instead of Brittany this week? Another long pause. No.
Maybe it's just because the bar is so low for her. I was like, yes, you go, girl. You don't offer to go up as a pawn.
Wait, she says things have changed for her in this game, and she no longer is willing to go up on the block as a pawn for somebody else. That's not how you should play the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good. I'm happy that that was a lesson that she eventually learned. It took a couple weeks, but we're here now.
Yes. She says that what she would have done this week is probably put, go after Alyssa. Alyssa is her next target. And she would have maybe even asked Kylan to go up on the block next to her, something along those lines. She says, she's down to, and so when he asks her, like, if I were to guarantee your safety this week, what would our relationship look like moving forward? She says, however you want. What do you want it to look like? And this is very funny because of how uncomfortable it is. He's like, okay, how do I want it to? Okay, so do you want to make a deal? Sure. She's like, sure, honey. Like this, like, she's really like, helping him out here. Like, we can make a deal. Let's do it. Let's, what do you want to do? What's the deal? And he literally stops silent for like, I'm telling you, like 60 seconds. And it's almost like, did my feeds freeze? Like, what's happening here? And then finally he's like, okay, so like, I'm almost ready to say, like, I'll take you to the end, but like, okay. What I can say, I could make a 2-week deal easy. It's like, okay, yeah, sure. Two weeks. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I could make a 3-week deal easy. Oh yeah. I can make a 4-week deal easy. Like, she's like, okay, well, we can just, you know, we can So we can go in increments and just kind of revisit it later if you want to come back to it. We can do that. He's like, okay, yeah. So okay, we'll do we'll do a two-week deal. Neither of us will touch the block. And then but 4 weeks, we won't like target each other, essentially. It's like, okay, that sounds great to me. Deal? Like, yes. He's like, oh, wait. Does that start this week or next week? Yeah. She's like, it can start next week. She's like, okay, cool.
So that means that obviously he's not going to put her up this week, but then it's like, that's like 3 weeks. Cause it's this week, next week, the week after the week. I mean, look, the pretense going into the deal that was ultimately made was that they were laughing, and this was the most I'd seen Derek X like just laugh and be happy as they're having these conversations. So he was just like primed in such a great mood, and it felt like such a genuine connection with Azza. But then he was like willing to make this deal. And it was funny because they were like, should we make the deal later? And Derek is like, no, we're going to do it now. The weird 2/4-week deal. This was really adorable.
It was very funny, how like he really struggled. Like he kept, and that was the thing about this question. And it was probably part of what Claire was trying to get, across to him, is that he was like, okay, should we make a deal? But it was almost like he was asking her out.
Like, yes.
But he was like, it was a middle school crush, and he was trying to ask her out, in middle school, and he had never done it before. And he was like, so like, would you like want to go to the dance with me?
I mean, like, we could just go as friends if you just like wanted to go as friends. But like, if you wanted to like, you know, go together.
Yeah.
Like,
and then when she was like, yeah, absolutely. Like, when do you want to pick me up? Where do you want to go? He was like, oh my God, I've never considered the fact that you might've said yes. What do I say now? I don't even know. I haven't thought of any of this. Give me like 60 seconds here.
Yeah. Baby D's first deal. It was like very adorable to see him go through the process of trying to like figure this out. And she, you know, she was really great about the whole thing. And then it was, you know, what are the terms and conditions? Maybe he should have brought X in to like really get into the nitty gritty of the contract, because he just like didn't know what to offer her.
Yeah. So afterwards, he says to the cameras, she's willing to go up as a pawn, but she's not going up as a pawn. We have a deal. Mm-hmm. This is perfect. She just gave me 2 weeks of safety. And what that means is that I can put up Brittany and Big D and not have any backlash. So Sarah Beth, not on the block anymore. It's Brittany and Big D. And he doesn't have to worry about Azza coming for him, because he just made a deal. She promised. Mm-hmm. So I keep Azza in the game. I keep Alyssa in the game. They target each other. Boom. Great. Except you're just going to have backdoored Christians. Alyssa's not targeting Azza anymore. I can keep her team and she'll still keep me safe. This is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this is the first time I think that I had, you know, really heard like, oh, okay, so we are going Big D here. And I think the confirmation also from Christian and Alyssa of, you know, having, oh, Big D said his name, you know, that also started to get the ball rolling in terms of having Sarah Beth not on the block and having it be Big D instead.
Mm-hmm. So he brings in Big D. And Big D opens with, hey, you need to take a shot at the people that are going to take a shot at you. That's how you play this game. And Derek's mm-hmm. like, okay, well, who's going to take a shot at me? Big D says, the Kings. But listen, within the Kings, you know where you got to aim that shot, because there's more girls than guys. All right. Hold on. What are you doing with these gummies? Are you supposed to feed me these gummies? No, these are just for questions.
Yeah, please don't eat them. They've been touched all day. Like, do not eat them.
Derek's like, okay, hold on. I'm just going to skip straight to this question here. Would you be willing to go up as a pawn this week? And Big D says, would you be comfortable with me being a pawn this week? And Derek's like, well, you wouldn't be going home. And Big D said, I don't know. I've got a great social game. So I'm worried that somebody would take advantage and start. He said, she said, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where I heard that Big D said mm-hmm. this.
Yeah. So. It started one of those, he said, she says, you know what I mean? Derek's like,
yeah,
no, I don't know what you mean, actually.
Emphasis on the she said, okay. Cause you know, women be women.
He says, in order to explain what he meant, he says, now look, do I think a girl pawn would be smart? Yes. But a guy pawn? No. And if I was up there, I'm just saying that they would start a he said, she said, like, oh, I said something about, oh, like we saw what happened with Whitney. Whitney goes up and now all of a sudden people are talking about how Whitney did say things and said things. And so, you know, and people are probably going to go up to you and be like, oh, yeah, Big D said your name. Big D is talking about Derek X. Yeah, that already happened.
He did, yeah, like, frequently.
way to tell on yourself, Big D. But Derek says, look, I have a plan. All right. I haven't told anyone else this. I'm telling you this. I've got a plan. I don't want to use you as a pawn, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of an alternative scenario. And Big D's like, you know, well, would you use the veto on me? He's like, yeah, I would win the veto. I'd take you off. And Big D essentially is like, look, you got to do what you got to do. If you have to use me as a pawn, we can make that happen. I just don't think I'm the smartest person to be used as a pawn because those girls, they're gonna want to vote me out. They're gonna come for us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We, you know, there's only so few men left in the house, and Big D's just gonna keep on keeping on with this whole narrative. But you know, he will be what he will be.
Yes. He says, he goes on to some of the other questions. He says he's most threatened by Alyssa and Sarah Beth. Those are, you know, those girls. And Derek asks him, you know, what kind of deal could we make if I guaranteed your safety this week? And Big D's like, whatever you want. And Derek's like, okay, well, I'm thinking that, you know, sometime in the future, I'm probably going to be on the block and I'm going to need votes. And Big D's like, let me stop you there. I can round up the votes for you. That's what I can do. I can get all the votes you need to keep you in this game. No matter what, you're good. And he's like, well, I mean, even just like your vote, I think would be what I'm looking for.
But he has such a great social game. Why wouldn't you want to utilize that?
And Big D's like, oh, yeah, easy. I promise I will never vote to evict you.
Oh my God. I heard him say that and I was just like, oh, it's his strategy. He's never voted anyone out. And he can now promise it because he didn't say, I promise to never vote you. Okay.
It's exactly what I've been saying.
Loophole.
That's exactly what I've been saying.
I mean, who's the real lawyer here? Okay. Come on. Like, yeah. He figured it out.
And not only did he manage to promise that he would never vote to evict Derek X, I'm imagining the jury question now. Big D, you promised that you would never vote to evict me. Hold on, Derek X. Before I'm gonna stop you there. I did not vote to evict you. You can run the tapes. Ask Julie. She's right here. Ask Julie. Did I vote to evict him? No. I to have voted him.
Mm-hmm. And that was Julie that said it. Julie said it. Julie said, so you vote to evict. No, I didn't say it. Okay. I didn't say it. And then he walks away clean. I think it was the fact that in this conversation, he said it correctly. He said, I will never vote to evict you. He said, I will never vote to evict. Clearly. Come on. Strategy King.
So not only does he make this, but this works as well. Derek no longer is feeling like he's kind of torn now. Does he nominate? Now he's feeling like if I can get the promise from Big D, then maybe I don't want to put Big D up on the block. He's never going to vote to evict me. He talks to Hannah afterward. He says, I'm pretty set on what I want to do. I'm just not exactly sure how I want to do it. And he's like, honestly, in a weird way, I'm almost hoping the shot doesn't work because he doesn't actually want to take the shot at Christian anymore. But he hasn't had time to think through how he could make that happen now. He says she is like, no, I think Christian would take the shot next week. And his reaction to you winning last night confirmed that to me. Hannah's going to really be pushing this narrative that the Kings were freaking out last night after he won. They were in a room together like, oh, one of us is definitely going to go up on the block, if not go home this week because Derek X won. And she's going to really be pushing hard as well for Sarah Beth to be up on the block, that she's been coming for us. And Christian should be the backdoor option.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is where when DX is the conversation that he wants to have is just, I need a neutral sounding board that I can like bounce ideas off of. But Hannah has her own agenda. And so she's coming in and saying, you know, when Derek X brings up the idea of, well, if I put Sarah Beth on the block, I'm going to cause, you know, this issue with Kai. And then, you know, Kai and her are going to be mad. And then she's like, oh, but what if it causes a rift between Sarah Beth and Kai? It's like, okay, well, like Hannah, you know, clearly she has an agenda here and is trying to push a particular narrative and get him back on this like Sarah Beth path. But Derek X is just, you know, having taken in all that information, not able to process it in the way that I think he really needed to.
Mm-hmm. So there's a big feed cut here in the middle of this conversation. And when they come back, he basically says, I think I know what I'm going
to
do.
Oh my God. I was like, are you kidding me? I had to listen to them singing the Big Brother version of It's a Hard Knock Life.
Yeah. It's a have not life.
Yeah. And I missed the strategy conversation. Shouldn't you be avoiding music? Right.
Right.
Anyway, whatever.
Derek is going to bring Brittany back in. And he says, look, if you were to go up on the block, who would you most feel comfortable sitting next to? She says, basically, any guy or any king. He says, like, look, if you do go up, you're 100% safe. They talk through this for a while. He implies that there's a plan in place and that he really needs her help with this. And she says, look, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm cool with this. Like, I'm willing to do this for you. And he's very grateful. He says, oh, what can I do for you? Cause you're doing me a huge solid here. Like, what can I do for you moving forward? They agree that, you know, he's not going to put her up, again for, you know, like with 2 week or 3 week period, and, you know, so on and so forth. But Brittany, I think the thing with Brittany is that, you know, she's a lot more pliable if she feels like she's the one in charge and that she is doing something for you rather than you are taking something from her.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that they spend a lot of time in this conversation as well. And so Derek X is able to sort of slowly build up to this, where essentially he starts the narrative by saying, look, I've got seven options. And by seven options, he means seven combinations of people. And he's not 100% sure that Brittany is going to be one of the people on the block. But yes, she is part of the seven combinations of people. And he's like, oh, hens and haws. And, you know, oh, I'm not quite sure what I want to do. And he's able to get her primed for this position where she can, like you say, be the one in power and be the one to be the solution to all of his problems. Everybody wants to be needed. And I think that this is an opportunity where she can, you know, be that contributing factor to the plan and be like, she's part of it. She's going to help execute the plan. She's got a purpose in her Big Brother life this week. You know, it's not just like, look, you're a pawn, blah, 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 whatever. He gives her enough of these crumbs to give her a game plan and to give her the feeling, at least, of agency when it comes to what's happening this week.
Mm-hmm. And after this conversation, he looked at the camera and said,
did I just
convince Brittany to be a pawn?
He was so proud of himself. It was really cute. Trust the process.
Yes. So he's then going to have a conversation with Kyland. And he says, look, I've made my decision. And Kyland's like, has anything, you know, deviated dramatically from what we talked about before? And Derek's like, I don't want to say. And Kyland's like, let's sit down then. Derek says, look, I was told something interesting by Sarah Beth. She said that she knows she's at the bottom of the Kings and the Royal Flush. Is there a world where the three of us can work together? Kyland. He just starts laughing. And Derek, like, read the room, Kyland, because Derek is straight faced the whole time. Like, he's not finding this humorous, but Kyland is like, I'm so sorry. It's just, that's what I've been saying. That's what I've been, you know, that's what I want. That's so, like, of course, like, obviously, I mean, I feel like we've talked about this, but like, obviously we see that, you know, I see myself at the bottom of the Queens and I'm the fifth and the king. So I've always seen, you know, me and you at the bottom. I'm sorry. It's just funny. And so Derek's like, so you'd consider it? Of course.
So awkward. The response was just the cackling, boisterous laughter from Kai. And then the fact that it clearly didn't come across to Derek X, because he has to follow up with asking, okay, but like, have you thought about it though? So clearly, like, he wasn't able to communicate well there. Oh my gosh. Really, it was really awkward.
Yeah. They keep going. And so they're talking about this potential, like, maybe they could make this happen. And this is such a clear example of what we were talking about, where he just hasn't had time to process, because now he's feeling like he's locked in Brittany and Sarah Beth, because the whole thing with Brittany was like, who's going to be sitting next to me? Somebody that will definitely go home over you. And so now that he's told Brittany that, he couldn't put Big D up on the block next to her, because now it seems like he's targeting Big D. So he's thinking, I'm going to put Sarah Beth on the block. But then when Kylan comes in, he's like, oh, right, I had that idea that maybe I didn't want to put Sarah Beth on the block because maybe we want to work with her. So he talks about it with Kylan, and Kylan's like, of course. And he's like, oh. It's like, is that a bad thing? Like, no, it's just, I feel like I was 90% locked in and now I'm like 50% locked in.
Oh my God. This should have been like red flag, red flag, red flag to Kylan. Because if you start the conversation with Derek X saying, I'm 90% sure what I'm going to do, the only person you talk about is Sarah Beth. And then he goes from 90% to 50%. That's like, oh my gosh. It's just, okay. That's like, if I'm saying like a Taryn, you're like, yeah, I think I know what I want to eat for lunch. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great. Like, enjoy your lunch. Just, you know, I had Chipotle last week and it was horrible. I got really sick. And then you're like, ooh, maybe I'm reconsidering where I'm going to eat. Like, obviously you're considering eating a Chipotle. Okay. So obviously Sarah Beth is in consideration for a plan. And then Kylan's response to that was, and I get that it's part of the way that he communicates where it is very winding, but it just felt like you got a big nugget of information here. And it was just an unwillingness to really push to do anything to save Sarah Beth.
Yeah. And he doesn't push very hard. And this was, I remember, a criticism that we had of him in the first couple of weeks, or at least in the first week, where he wasn't trying hard enough to save his people. And that's the vibe I got from this conversation. Yes. Is that he definitely started to realize that something was going on with Sarah Beth potentially being used as a pawn. They started to talk about it. And he did not push back. But Tiffany downstairs was like, what's going on? Why is he talking with Kylan so much? He's going to convince him to not put Sarah Beth on the block. And she's starting to get really annoyed. And so she ends up going up to interrupt them and stop the conversation. And then Derek gets called to the diary room. She's like, I didn't get a one-on-one. How come I'm the only one? Other people that got two one-on-ones and I got no one-on-ones. And she was like, yeah, I just don't want people to think I've influenced Derek X in this decision.
I mean, and it's funny because even the Kings talk about it after Noms. They're like, Kylan was in there for so long. He like must know something.
It was genuinely a really good move because she made such a big deal out of Kylan was there right before nominations and that yep. She never got a chance to talk to Derek. Nobody realizing that she's the one that set the whole thing up the night before.
Yep. Couldn't have been her influence. She never even got to talk to him.
There you go.
Amazing.
So we finally get to the nominations and Derek goes ahead and nominates Brittany and Sarah Beth for eviction. Brittany was still upset, but she got over it much more quickly. Mm-hmm. But the Kings are pretty upset here. They did not have any inclination that they would be going up, or that one of them would be going up on the block. And they think that Kylan convinced him to do it. Kylan and Hannah, they did this. And mm-hmm. Kylan during the ceremony was like, they were like, oh, we don't, he was faking it. And Christian's like, I think this is a backdoor play for me. And Ellis says, no. He's targeting Brittany for sure. That must be what's happening.
Mm-hmm. It must be that his plan, Derek X's plan, is to target Brittany. But in order to appease Hannah, he has to put Sarah Beth on the block. That is what Alyssa thinks. Christian, not so sure. He will continue to say this, that he thinks that he's the backdoor target. And then X is also there.
Yes. And I think part of this is that Christian is the one last week who brought up Derek X a couple of times. Can we trust him? Should I put mm-hmm. Derek X on the block? And Alyssa was always the one that was like, no, he would never come after us. He's smarter than that. It doesn't make sense for him to do it. She was the one that really pushed back against it. And so I think she now has like incentive within herself to be like, no, I wasn't wrong about this. I didn't screw this up for us. And so she's really trying to hold on to that hope. But Christian has no incentive there. He's like, I knew it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and he, in self-preservation mode, is like, look, I've had my doubts about this guy since Frenchie's HOH, that we never really repaired. And so he's going to be the one to consider it. And, you know, the fact that ultimately the narrative that Derek Act ends up going with to tell the rest of the kings is that, like, Sarah Beth, we'll talk about that, is exactly what Alyssa is thinking, that Brittany is the one that he wants to go home, and that Sarah Beth is truly just a pawn, and that there is no backdoor plan in place.
Mm-hmm. So Brittany does talk to Derek, he actually was feeling very bad. He ends up crying, and she's comforting mm-hmm. him, which is not the image that most people expected to see post these nominations, but it was very sweet. And again, like if Brittany feels like she's caring for somebody else, she all of a sudden is a lot stronger. And I feel like that happens in life a lot as well. And that's sort of what I was talking about a couple of weeks ago when I was like, I don't think that Azza and Big D are doing Brittany any favors by sort of enabling this in this way and sort of like encouraging her to feel upset about the wildcard situation and all of that. Because when she feels like, you know, she's clearly a very caring person, and she's able to find strength when she's caring for other people. It was nice.
Mm-hmm. It was nice. And I think the long conversation that they had before noms, of course, set up this, you know, type of interaction. And again, Brittany feels like she's in on the plan, and so she's needed. She has a purpose, and this is mm-hmm. just part of her purpose.
Yes. So Sarah Beth is going to talk with Derek, and he explains to her that she's not the target this week. And he runs through this whole sort of logic about how he couldn't put two jokers up. He'd lose all the jokers if he did that. So he had to put up, you know, somebody else from the Kings in order to appease the jokers. And he couldn't put up Alyssa or X because he promised them on the wall. And so his only option for this this play is for her to go up. And she's still kind of skeptical. She's kind of like, well, I'm kind of feeling like I'd have to choose Christian for the veto because he'd use this veto on me. And he's like, no, that's not a good idea, because what would happen is that I would tell Christian that if he used the veto, Alyssa was going up. And she's like, but you said you'd promised Alyssa that she wouldn't go up. And he's like, yeah, so yeah. But the thing is that he's the backdoor target.
Ooh, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, the plan ultimately comes out, and we hear later that Derek X is like, do I tell her? Do I not tell her? But there was just no way around it, especially because Sarah Beth is someone who is like, look, I'm a logical player. You're a logical player. I'm putting together the logical pieces from your perspective, and this does not make sense. So there has to be something else to the plan. And Derek X just comes straight out with it. Look, Christian is the backdoor.
Yeah. So she says, okay, well, I guess I can pick X then. She's later going to come around to picking Kylan. Yeah. She's just worried that if she picked Kylan, it would expose to the Kings that she was in on the plan. So she's like, maybe I could pick X. She later is going to talk to X and be like, I think I might want to pick Kylan because we think it's going to be mental and, you know, Kylan's smarter than you, I guess.
So I need to pick someone smarter. Yeah. And then also, like, Kylan joins them in this conversation. Yeah. So that also then helps to come up with the, like, yes, I will pick, Sarah Beth will pick Kai if she gets house guest choice. This is also just a lot of Derek X doing damage control with the two of them to repair that relationship.
Yes. And the play is going to be that they're going to try and convince the Kings that Brittany is the target, which he's going to go through with when he talks to Alyssa, Christian, and Xavier, gives them a similar explanation to the one he gave Sarah Beth just before, except leaves out the backdoor and Christian part and makes it seem like the reason he needed somebody to put up, and he couldn't put up Alyssa or X, and he couldn't put up two jokers, and so he needed to put up one person, that had to be Sarah Beth because Brittany's the target.
Yes. And I believe part of his logic, and I can't remember if this is something he tells the Kings or it's just something he tells Sarah Beth, was that it was kind of like, when the royal flush falls apart, I need the Joker's votes or something like that. So, like, he didn't want to piss off all the Jokers, so he wanted to leave them off the block, which I thought was kind of an interesting logic. But there's just sort of so many different narratives and what he's telling different groups, because he's got this lie to the Kings. He told Sarah Beth and Kai the truth while leaving out the part that Sarah Beth would potentially be the one to go home if she were to stay on the block. And then with, you know, Hannah and Tiffany and Claire, then there's the whole other, you know, conversation of what's going on. So there's just a lot of these different diverging narratives. And he's just sort of trying to keep all of them straight.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, he has a decent case to make, since he has the logic follows pretty similarly to what Alyssa and Christian did last week, where they were like, mm-hmm. well, we don't want to piss off the Jokers too much, so we had to put up Hannah. He can kind of be like, well, I didn't want to piss off the Jokers too much, so I had to put up Pawn from the Kings. Mm-hmm. So this is always fun when Alyssa's like, should we act pissed? Like we're mad. He's like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. Like when somebody asks if they should act the way that they actually feel, but they're pretending like it's not how they actually feel.
Yeah, it's just you want that buy-in. Like, look, if you see me upset, it's because I'm acting upset. I'm not actually upset. I'm just acting because we agreed on it. So it's fine.
Mm-hmm. So, then we're going to get, Tiffany, Hannah, Claire, and Derek talking. They're finally going to come together after the whirlwind of conversations that Derek had earlier in the day. He explains, everything to them. And, they're kind of like, what's going on with X? Mm-hmm. Like, why, like, he hasn't been talking to us at all. He's just like, it seems completely wrapped up in this King stuff. And he's like all of a sudden trying to like be, he's annoyed about this whole situation. He's trying to protect the Kings. Like, what the hell? Like Tiffany's been over here, like vouching for X, like, oh, he'll be cool with the shot being taken. Meanwhile, he hasn't spoken a word of game with them. And he's like, don't take a shot at the Kings. What's happening?
So this is the thing where I was like, am I just not seeing the conversations happen, or is X legitimately not having strategic conversations with anyone but the Kings? Because those are the only people that I've heard him talk gameplay with. Like, you know, Christian, even like later in the evening, Christian and Alyssa are hanging out in the have not room. And that's another time when X comes in and has a strategic conversation, but I haven't seen him talk even with Kai, really. Like, not Kai, not Tiffany. I mean, no one else, just really Alyssa and Christian.
Mm-hmm. So, X again, I mean, I've criticized his passive gameplay before. It probably won't be too damaging for him long-term necessarily, but, he's definitely missing an opportunity here, as the Kings are, you know, getting destroyed essentially. And, it's time to move somewhere else. It's time to start doing other things. But he's still in the same path. And it's like, don't go down with that ship, dude.
Yes, exactly. The ship is sinking. And in this conversation, I mean, there's more of throwing Sarah Beth and more of throwing Kai under the bus than there is throwing X under the bus. But the fact that then his name is the potentially third in line in this, you know, throwing under the bus order, which we know the targets are starting to be put in place the week prior. So this could end up having a big impact on X's game, but we'll see if he's able to pivot, especially if Christian goes up truly as the backdoor.
Mm-hmm. So he tells Tiffany, Claire, and Hannah that he kind of believes Sarah Beth, that that she's down for this whole plan, and he might have let her know that there was a plan, but he thinks she's on board. He believes her, and they're like, oh, Derek,
idiot,
Derek, don't be naive, Derek. She is a voice actor. Emphasis on actor.
I can't wait for them to get out of the house, especially Hannah, because Hannah was the one who I heard repeat that the most, that she's a voice actor, emphasis on the actor. And like, she's not.
She knows how to play a character. She's playing you, Derek.
Yeah, playing him. Don't be naive. Don't be naive, Derek.
So they're going to really be pushing this because he's starting to sway over to the idea of like, so maybe if something does go wrong and we don't take the shot, it's just like Christian wins or the veto doesn't get used. He's kind of feeling like maybe I want Brittany to go. Maybe I want Sarah Beth to stay and Brittany to go. And they're like, no, are you kidding me? How are you? No, you're being tricked. You're being tricked by Sarah Beth. You're being tricked by Kylan. This is exactly mm-hmm. what they do.
Exactly. I mean, you got to take out the duos, got to take out the showmances. And this is, you know, like it just oscillated between throwing Sarah Beth under the bus, throwing Kai under the bus, you know, and even when Derek X says, but Kai wouldn't target me. Kai wouldn't take me out. No. Tricked by the duos.
Tricked. They're going to get a royal flush meeting going, but it's more of the same. Brittany's the target. Don't worry about anything. You don't even need to play in the veto or anything. You know, like, don't try in the veto if you don't have to.
Yeah. Sarah Beth throw it anyway.
So. Yeah. Sarah Beth has a plan to try and get, Brittany to throw the veto to her, which I'm sure is not going to work.
That was so weird. And it was funny because it was the logical argument that Sarah Beth was going to give to Brittany was essentially the plan, sort of, because it was like, you need to throw it to me so that we can put up Christian. Like, that was kind of the logic. And I was like, you're saying this in front of you, just like, just in case anybody starts to put together the pieces, this could legitimately be a possibility. And everybody else is very critical of this. They're just like, wait, what? I don't even get it. And two, this isn't going to work because have you met Brittany?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people asking as well, why is Brittany down with this plan? Doesn't she have a final two with Christian? He did not tell her exactly who the target would be, but I do think that she can kind of probably assume it might be Christian. She's not like super happy with the plan. Afterward, she went down and talked to the camera. She's like, all right, like, I don't think I have much of a choice here, but I've got to do what I've got to do. I think that she recognizes that, she'd rather Christian leave than her. I'm sure she would prefer like Alyssa would be the target or something, but at the end of the day, like, she doesn't have any control over what Derek X does. And, if he's going to go after Christian, then he's going to go after Christian. Sorry, Christian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and this is where I think both Brittany and Sarah Beth were able to just pivot quickly once they kind of recognized what was happening, to at least try to assimilate somewhat into the existing power structure to get them through this week at least. And so I think that they had, especially Sarah Beth, I thought she was going to be more upset than she was. And she was able to, once she had her initial sort of venting to the Kings in the have not room, then was able to just kind of jump back in and be like, yes, I'm on board. Let's do this. Let's take out Christian.
Yes. Now there's been a lot of talk that, like, oh, well, isn't Sarah Beth now going to come after Derek X? That to me is still kind of unclear at this time. She is on board with the plan, as much as she can be. She kind of doesn't have a choice as well. Yep. But Kylan, you know, it, like, where does Sarah Beth go from here is definitely a good question. Are Tiffany, Hannah, and Claire correct that she is, you know, not going to let this go and that she is going to come for Derek X? They're certainly not correct in, like, all of the machinations that they believe she and Kylan are up to. But she may end up holding a grudge. Or would this be the right play for Derek X to maybe be able to pull in Kylan and Sarah Beth and have some extra numbers moving forward? That's all assuming that the back door doesn't go through, which now it needs to, considering that certainly I would expect Christian and Alyssa to go after Derek X next. They have already been talking about it now. He's winning too much and he's too unpredictable.
Yes, exactly. I mean, they talk about Derek X and Hannah as, like, the two people that need to go next. I mean, it really kind of jumped up to the top of the target list and talking about, you know, all the different various ways they could target them. Do we go after them in the double? Do we backdoor? I mean, they're running through all of these different scenarios. So clearly they're upset with this decision.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to continue through the night basically with that sort of reaction going on here. Sarah's going to talk with Derek again, like, hey, we pulled one over on them. She says it's a good plan. She's really trying to act on board, and it is convincing to Derek. They're going to, you know, continue to talk more about, like Derek's getting tricked, but he does believe her and Kylan, and he thinks that he's cool with them. Tiffany's going to talk with Hannah, and this is the conversation that that we were referring to way earlier in this update. Mm-hmm. Tiffany says, first of all, I don't understand why Xavier's trying to save all three Kings. What's going on? And Hannah's, everyone has to go eventually. Like, even Derek X has to go eventually. And Tiffany says, oh, or not. And I was like, what do you mean or not? She's like, I mean, if it comes down to it, I'm down to keep Derek X over anyone else except Claire, you know, like, Derek X and Claire, are the people I want to go to the end with, kind of. Mm-hmm. And Hannah's like, those are the two people I trust the most.
Yeah, this was really interesting, especially because, you know, when Hannah speaks about the cookout, she is the six, the six, the six, the six. And even go, you know, initially going into this conversation, it was like, well, obviously Derek X has to go, you know, obviously Claire has to go. And for Tiffany to now start to, okay, but like, what if not though? What if I just like be prepared? And this is where a lot of the throwing Kylan under the bus, throwing Derek X, you know, throwing in sort of these issues that they're having with X, I think she's starting to really consider backup plans if necessary, depending on how things go, or primary plans, perhaps, depending on how things go.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how Hannah really ends up responding to this, because in the moment she was like, yeah, I trust those people, but she didn't follow along this path with Tiffany too much. It was mostly Tiffany and talking and her listening. But Tiffany says, look, we're part of the cookout, but is everyone in the cookout with it? Yeah, maybe Big D and Aza are, you know, I think X is ultimately a team player, but right now he's kind of wrapped up with these things, but I don't think Kai is with it. And she's oh, maybe kind of right. She says, look, I've been willing to let Claire go, but Kai clearly is not willing to let Sarah Beth go. And that's a problem.
And unfortunately, Sarah Beth, I believe, is the one who interrupts this conversation.
Yep.
So we weren't able to see it play out a little bit further, but at least we were able to get a confirmation to some of the camera talk earlier. And the fact that Tiffany was talking to Hannah about it, who is now, from what we can tell, her number two that she wants to, number one, I guess, the one she wants to sit next to in the end. This is, okay, again, seems like confirmation of the way that Tiffany is thinking.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's honestly another reason why it would be great for Derek X to keep Sarah Beth in the game, because Sarah Beth's presence alone seems to be a major hindrance to the cookout.
Yeah, really.
So, we'll see where that goes. Tiffany's going to Derek's going to talk with Hannah again. He says that he's been thinking of bringing. He's like, you know, now I'm thinking I want to bring Big D far in this game. He's not going to win anything.
And it was funny though too, because it was like, well, yeah, he may take a shot at me, but like I'm not threatened by him, so. Okay, so you're willing to admit that he would go after you, but like you don't care because you're just like, whatever, it's Big D.
Such a mistake, in my opinion. He says, worst case scenario this week, I'm kind of feeling like we just send Brittany out. And Hannah's like, do you really believe Sarah Beth when she says she's not coming for any of us? She's like, yes, I really do. She says, do you even know she's a voice actor? Emphasis on the word actor. And he's like, oh, you and Tiff are too much. She just got done telling the same thing. She's like, no, that's what I've been saying.
Then he's like, well, I had the same conversation three times. Can we all just like have the conversation together? King of efficiency.
That was just very funny. So they're going to keep going in circles with this here. Tiffany talks to Claire. She says that she's like, man, Sarah Beth has talked more game with me today than the last 15 days. They only talk to you when they need you. Her and Kylan. Claire says, yeah, I mean, I think that she genuinely wants to go after Derek X. I mean, she was talking to me. She's like, oh, he's going to have to go. He's on her hit list, her boot list. And they had the gall to be like, how can anybody talk about the next three people to leave as though they haven't talked about the next 10 people to leave?
Right.
Tiffany's like, that's why she's dangerous. He believes her over you. And she's been working with you longer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They've had the history. And this is, was this the bathroom conversation?
Yeah.
Then like Hannah ends up joining them later and they really just are, Sarah Beth. And even, you know, float that, well, maybe Noms, we should keep Noms the same. Maybe
yes.
Noms stay the same and Sarah Beth goes home.
They said, honestly, this is Hannah, Claire, and Tiffany. Honestly, best case scenario, the nominations stay the same. We send Sarah Beth home. But could we do that to Derek X? I mean, what if Christian does go after Derek X? He probably would. Maybe we don't. I don't know. But though, maybe if we won and didn't use it, then Sarah Beth would have to go. Although, would we do that to Derek? Well, maybe if a king won, they wouldn't use it. Maybe if we maybe if like, a king won the veto and they're not using it. Now we have to send Sarah Beth home. We can't blindside Derek, but.
Mm-hmm. We have no choice. And also, does Derek, do you really want to waste your HOH on Brittany?
Mm.
No, you have to take a shot. And then it's never too early to take a shot. You got to take a shot before they take a shot at you. If you don't do it now, it's going to be too late.
Yes. So this is interesting because they're talking about Xavier, like would Xavier use the veto? And they kind of think no. And I kind of think it depends on who's in Xavier's ear. But I think he might be inclined to say no, because if they can say, look, Brittany will leave, then he might be like, okay. And if you use the veto, Christian will leave. He might be like, maybe I don't want that yet, although I'm not sure. But assuming Xavier is willing to not use the veto, that makes at least three people, the other three members of the Kings, who are conceivably possible players to be picked in the for the competition. It's roughly like a 30% chance of at least one of them getting picked to play. But if you add on to that, Claire, Tiffany, and Hannah, who all could get picked to play, and then try to let the Kings take it, or at least one of the members of the Kings take it, you're really starting to add these numbers up that, like, you know, oh, all of a sudden it's not looking impossible for Christian to avoid the block this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, we look every week, the veto's important. The veto draw is important. It matters who plays. It matters who wins. But like here, especially, it just feels so critical to ultimately what is going to end up happening.
Yes. Which only makes it worse for Derek X if he has to really come in and win this veto, where now all of a sudden he is the new Christian coming out of this week if Christian leaves.
Well, not exactly. Like, so not only then is 10 competitions, Taryn, he's played in 10 competitions, but he's won. Christian, he's won those competitions. He wins. And then it's up to him, right? Because he's talked about in his best case scenario, Kai is the one who wins the veto. So yeah. Then Kai obviously would take Sarah Beth off the block. So then he's like, oh, no. But if Derek X wins the veto, then he has to make a decision about not only is he having to name the replacement nom, but he's the reason why that person is going on the block. Solely the reason, the only person, because he is both the HOH and the veto holder. So that is, he talked about Claire having a lot of energy. Like that takes a lot of energy from Derek X.
Yeah, that was really the primary reason he wants Sarah Beth to pick Kai for the veto, is that he wants to throw the veto to Kai if possible. Kai can use it on Sarah Beth, solidify the fact that they're a duo to the house even more so. And now Kai has won another competition and he beat Derek X in that competition. And those are all great things. And I love that thought process from Derek. But it's a lot of moving pieces to make happen. So
it's a lot of moving pieces. And then also depending on what the veto competition is, right? If it's an individual comp where it's time trials, then that is obviously different than one where you can actively see all of the other participants. And we, as far as I know, have no idea what the veto is going to be.
Yeah. So that's honestly pretty much where we land. There's a very awkward conversation between Kylan and Hannah.
There was also the weird one between Kai and Brittany that we never really saw. Okay, well, let's talk about the Hannah one first. Okay.
Okay. It's just super awkward because Hannah now is like post Tiffany dragging Kai through every bit of mud possible. she's like, Kylan, it seems like you're choosing your words very carefully in this conversation. Like,
oh my God.
And like they're trying to talk and it's just like this underlying tension. And it's funny because like Kai it was a similar thing when he talked to Sarah Beth last week, when she was mad that Hannah wasn't leaving. But Kai is always like just very smiley, just like well, this doesn't have to be awkward, like we're cool. But when he talks to somebody that's like not willing to let it go, it just becomes this like battle of like, you know, he's like,
I'm uncomfortable. And especially with Hannah too, she's just so direct.
Mm-hmm. Really, like Kai needs to recognize how on the outs he is with these women, because they keep showing him.
Yes, exactly. It's not hidden by any means. So, and this is where I'm like, Kai, pick up on it. Kai, pick up on it. I want to see you do something with this information.
Yeah. So, I mean, things are looking not super great for Kai, here. I'm starting to feel like, Kai was doing well week two, week three. But week two, week three, I think the common denominator here is that he had Tiffany. As Tiffany was like his, he was her number two. And she wanted him to go far. She wanted to go to the end with him. After she changes her mind from Kyland to Hannah, Hannah's game all of a sudden is on the rise. Hannah's starting to look like a better player all of a sudden. And Kyland has been dropped by Tiffany. And now he's starting to look like the player he was in week one. I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah. So that's about what I had for you guys. But I guess there was a Kyland and Brittany talk as well.
Okay. Well, it was weird because I didn't see it on feeds. I didn't see it happen. I just heard Brittany retell it several times to different people where I guess Kyland spooked her something about the veto where Kyland said, oh, well, but what if veto doesn't get used? Or like, have you thought about not using the veto on you? And Brittany retells this to Derek X. She retells it to Azza. She, she's talking about it all the time. Derek F, Big D, was theoretically there, has no idea of this conversation. But he was also like, do you expect me to pay attention? So that was hilarious. And then ultimately, Brittany ends up making up with Kai later that I guess Brittany said she had a headache. And anyway, so there was just like this weird little narrative that was happening in the background.
Well, yeah, I think Brittany is, again, like, because she's been told that she's like the pawn of the pawns, that she would leave, she would come off the block. And Derek has basically said that, even though he also said that to Sarah Beth. So she's kind of expecting that anybody who wins would take her off the block and not Sarah Beth. And so Kyland was like, nah, I'm taking Sarah Beth off the block if I win. And she was like, okay, but other people would take me off the block. And he's like, no, I think most people would take Sarah Beth off the block. That's, I think, the vibe that Hannah got from that conversation. Brittany got from that conversation, at least.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But again, yeah, it's like, who knows? Brittany can occasionally retell things, with a slightly skewed perspective.
I mean, yeah, look, I heard her retelling of X's speech, and then I at least saw the edited version of X's speech, and some differences.
Anything else you wanted to bring up, Liana?
No, I think that's everything that I had. I'm really looking forward to the veto draw and the veto comp. And then, of course, all of the aftermath from those two events.
Yes. So there's a lot up in the air still here with regards to what's going to happen. I don't think they've drawn for players yet. So that's something to watch out for. Again, the draw here is going to matter a lot. Yes. If Christian gets drawn, we are in for a battle in the veto competition and things are going to be looking pretty feisty, I think, moving forward, as basically the entire house minus Christian and Alyssa and I guess Xavier know that the backdoor plan is in place for Christian. And if he ends up winning this veto and it doesn't come through, then I expect that definitely to get out to Christian. This to me is the latest example of like poor Derek X, who is continuing to learn this game as he goes. Classic rookie mistake here, not knowing the show or the game well enough. He spent all his time trying to come up with what he wanted to do, not any time coming up with how he was going to explain it to people. And when he talks to people and they're asking him questions, instead of him getting information from them, he's often giving information to them because he didn't have a prepared story. And this is something that Xavier did very well. Xavier knows the show very well. He was like, okay, I know what I want to do. What am I going to say about it? And he came up with what he was going to say, and he came up with a story, and it all functioned beautifully. Derek X was like, what am I going to do? Should I go this way or this way? And then if I go this way, I might say this. If I go this way, I might say this. And then he ends up talking to Brittany. He's like, so what I might say is that you've maybe said my name, but I might not say that because I'm still not sure what I'm going to say. And he just ends up spilling the plan to everybody that will listen, because he hadn't prepared for that. And so everybody knows now. And if this plan doesn't go through, it's going to get tricky.
And that's the thing, he backs himself into corners by revealing those little nuggets of information, because now he's taken an alternative solution off the block because of what he said, especially in that conversation to Brittany. And then when it comes to, you know, what he's going to say to people, especially someone like Sarah Beth, because he hasn't thought it through, then he comes up with kind of a weird explanation for it. And Sarah Beth, logical player. That's the problem when you have other logical, smart players in the house, is they start to pick apart if you do not have a clear strategy of what you're going to say. And then you end up being put again in that corner, fumble, reveal more information. And for Derek X's game, he really needs Christian to get backdoored. Like, really needs Christian to get backdoored.
Yes. So definitely keep your eyes on the feeds today. Things could go smoothly, but even if they do, we still have this battle between what Derek X and Kylan want and what Tiffany, Claire, and Hannah want, which is Brittany versus Sarah Beth. If the noms do, that would be if things don't go smoothly. If things do go smoothly, then Christian and Alyssa are going to be pissed because the back door is going to be in play. So watch out for the veto draw. That's going to be very important. Who's going to be playing? Will Christian be playing? Will a king be playing? Will Claire, Hannah, or Tiffany be playing? Those are all very important things to note. And then once we get the veto competition results, we'll have a much better idea of if we, oh, looks like they might have just gone down for the veto draw. So watch out for that. And then we'll see what happens. Will Christian be backdoored, or will we get the Sarah Beth versus Brittany, which could still be pretty interesting? Those are things to watch out for.
And, or will Brittany, in a strange turn of events, somehow come off the block by winning veto herself? And then if that happens, oh gosh.
Brittany versus Christian could be interesting. I have to imagine that they would not go against Derek X so much to take out, Sarah Beth versus Christian, to take out Sarah Beth, but you never truly know here, especially with a player like Tiffany who really wants to get her way, a player who is able, or is willing and able to force their will on the house. You could see her doing something like, hey, Christian, you need to make a deal with Derek X to bank it okay that you stay in this game. Tell him that you won't care, that you don't care that he made this move and that you won't retaliate, so on and so forth, right? Mm-hmm. Who knows? We could be in for an interesting week here.
That's right. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, you can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I was streaming during the Big Brother boxing match last night. If you still, honestly, it's $20 if you want to watch it. I was, I felt going in like, I'm going to support the Big Brother alumni. They put a lot of work into this. I'll throw them $20. Wasn't really expecting it to be like amazing. I genuinely really enjoyed it. I thought it was $20 well spent. It was, like a solid, you know, like I was thoroughly entertained the entire, 2.5 hours, whatever. If you want to check it out, you can go back and watch, my reactions as you watch it if you want, or whatever it is that you want to do, but you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Check out the Big Brother boxing match. Chappelle and Jacob Jones were on Instagram, all day long, for the match. We sent them there to, as press, they acted in that capacity.
Yes, on they the were press.
Yes, RHAP Graham's Instagram account. So check all of that out as well. And you can, of course, find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. I'm also going to be talking about Winners at War, Survivor Winners at War, the 7th best season of Survivor as voted by the fans of Rob as a Podcast. That is going to happen today, I think, at around 7 p.m. Eastern, assuming it's live, which I'm not sure if it is, but we are going to be recording that today. Then tomorrow, Among Us, I'm going to be back on Twitch. We're going to be playing some Among Us again. I'm going to be playing some Among Us again. So check all of this stuff out. Liana, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. I will also be playing Among Us. Super excited. I also took a couple weeks off for the move and work and all that stuff. So you can follow me on Twitch, Lianaism, twitch.tv/Lianaism, if you want to watch. I am also, of course, podcasting about RuPaul's Drag Race. So join Beth Amon and myself as we talk about everything from that crazy All-Star season. And I co-signed what Taryn said about the boxing match. I had a ton of fun. I couldn't stop smiling. I was just really enjoying myself.
Yeah. So go support the Big Brother alumni. They put a lot of work into it, and genuinely, it was a lot of fun. So check it out. Thank you guys for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.